On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Burt City Imperial Stouts as we give a rundown of our thoughts, opinions, talk about Beguile, Dovetail, hitting up the Rev, latest release for On and On, and Apple Brandy Barrel Ryeway. All that and more on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we got a lineup here.
You know,
if you're watching the video, we just have stouts and high life as far as the eye can see.
It's like that that Noriega podcast, the Drink Champs, where every week they have a guest, and it's like, you know, it's Pharrell one week and, you know, Rick Ross one week. Oh, but the whole table's full of fucking bottles.
Damn, okay. Yeah. That's what we've turned into. By the end of the night, that's usually what it is.
Oh, man.
But yeah, we have the Burnt City Black Pit of Hatred, the series four-pack here.
I feel like this is new, at least a mixed four-pack. This was probably something that was on at the pub at one point. His name sounds familiar.
Yeah. I thought they had a different stout series, but I might be thinking of Around the Bend's stout.
Oh, because they had a really cool barley wine.
Yeah, maybe it was a barley
really
wine.
Big.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on the name. No. But it was good. Mm-hmm. It was, talk about being overwhelmed.
Was that one?
Oh, that beer will rock your socks.
But in their lineup here,
rock
they have
your socks. That sounds like somebody's grandma. get your socks rocked.
They got their normal barrel aged one. They're all bourbon barrels. Then they got vanilla. They got a coconut, and they got a coffee. So I really haven't. You've been sipping on these. I haven't dove in yet.
I've been going back and forth between the OG and the coconut. Mm. OG is very rich.
Yeah. I feel like we're just doing a normal beer tasting episode here.
Yeah. Now I'm confused. What are we doing right now? Are we doing Beer Pass or are we doing
We're doing full episode, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it feels like I got to drink these and think about them and dissect them.
Oh, or, you know, or we could just, you know, do a little hybrid and just talk about what we've done over the beers. Yeah. I do like the sampler. We haven't done this since fucking probably Black Friday.
I know, yeah. I just feel like I got to taste them all so I know which one to go. Have you tried them all yet?
No. I've just going back and forth between OG and coconut. I'm leaning towards OG out of those two so far.
See, I like the mixed four-pack variety packs. Like, you know, Spiteful has this. Burnt City has this. A lot of people are doing this because if I went to the pub, I'd want to try a little sample of each one just like this.
Yeah. So we got OG, coconut, vanilla, and what's the last one?
Coffee.
Oh.
And coffee might be... Might be where I'm leaning right now.
Okay.
So that one's the vanilla bean that you're going into.
You know, Burnt City, back when they were two doors down from Delilah's, mighty barrel program. They had a brew house, probably no bigger than the studio we're in. And you walked in, and they just had two barrels stacked on top of each other.
Oh, that's their mighty one?
Huh? Right by, right on the side of the bar. Yeah. But then, you know, they won FOBAB 2 years in a row.
That's crazy.
With just from that location.
Just with those barrels that everyone could touch. And
right. On the way, you know, on the way down the corridor to where the bathrooms
are. Rub it for good luck, like a Buddha head or something.
Like that log at the Apollo. Yeah, this was before they moved into the Jay's factory out south. And then before, obviously, their third act at Brew Yards.
Yeah. This is a fun lineup. I haven't had them since... the Oktoberfest was probably the last beer I had from them.
Oktoberfest. Oh, very good.
That was great.
I think that's one of the best local Oktoberfest. Is that one?
Whoa, you're gonna that one. Metro, hear that?
Yeah, Metro, Burn City, the boys down in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's the short list.
And if you want a hopped up one, you go with the Floyd's. Well, it's a little different take.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of theirs. It's probably got something to do with, you know.
Bleeding October.
Or Steins. Dragons or some shit.
But this is, there's so many like big stouts in Chicago and big stouts with, adjuncts. And they're just always really good, and they start to get like lost in like everything now because there's so many of them.
This coconut, that coffee one comes right at you.
Yeah.
With lovely coconut coffee. Mm-hmm. Dark roasted coffee.
Doesn't say what coffee.
But I like that one.
That might be my favorite.
I mean, it's definitely the most interesting. It's giving you espresso vibes. The vanilla one kind of tastes a little bit like a birthday cake, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So initial thoughts, where do you think these fall in our stout lineup of Chicago? We got Gooses, we got the Rev series, we got the stuff Half Acre does with Benthic. What other big lineup am I thinking here?
Maple Room does do stuff.
Yeah, and you got Moore's like Hannah stuff. You have Phase 3 with the curvature. Things. Yeah.
And you haven't even made your way to Haymarket. You haven't made your way there yet.
Yeah, but they don't have
Cruz Blanca.
Oh, Cruz Blanca. Yeah, Haymarket has like, they don't have like the variants though.
That's true.
Right? So
that's true. So we're talking more series.
Yeah, like a series of.
These are more, I hate the word approachable, but since we're skewing sweet on stouts lately anyway, last few years, you know. Like, honestly, I'm kind of out on the Maplewood Cuppa series because it's too goddamn sweet.
Too sweet. Okay.
So, I mean, so this has my attention just off of that, where they're delicious and they're not over the line.
Mm, they have that, like, chocolatey vibe, but they're not, like, you don't feel bad drinking them like you ate a can. Like, you just melted a candy bar and drank it. This is, like, it has all those flavors you want, but it feels lighter and roastier, I guess.
Yeah. I might be with you, man, on this coffee one.
All right.
This kind of, it smells like that first coffee stout from Fulton. The first, the Black Cat.
Yeah, it smells
it's
like
got that
fresh,
smell.
Fresh cold brewed coffee. It's probably, I don't know if it's just cold brew coffee they put in here, but it has that cold brew smell.
Yeah, they're done. They're not here for your labeling, Brad.
No, I need more info. Like, what did you use? What kind of vanilla beans did you use? Were they
Were they Tahitian? Were they Madagascar?
Yeah. How about these coconuts?
We could tell the difference. Where'd you source these coconuts?
And we don't even know what barrels they were in.
Yeah, and honestly, that's all part of the fun to understand that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like with the Claire's Thirsty Ale. You know, I think it was a blend this year. They're the ones that actually, they first started using Bellmead barrels, the Haymarket guys. That was the first time I heard of Bellmead. Oh, but they're really big into Woodford Reserve. And this year they switched it up. It was a blend of Woodford Reserve, CH Distillery, and the Blantons. Mm-hmm. So it was just fun knowing those things, you know? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They're like, here's your black pit of hatred, and matters not how we made it, and matters the fuck not what barrels it was in.
Yeah, I don't know. They're nice. They're not stand in line and have to get, but they are very good offerings.
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad having all 40s in the fridge.
No.
I wouldn't be mad at all.
I'm like, we're going to sip on these.
The dog fight for this bracket would be these versus the sketchbook ones we had.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be a good comparison, yeah.
Yeah, like which one of those would duke it out?
Ooh.
Because I think I really like the OG in that one.
Right.
And in this one, it's weird. The OG isn't my favorite. It's the coffee one. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's maybe like, maybe the fun part. One brewery does coffee better. Sketchbook does mushroom cap a bit better than anyone else.
Number one in the power ranking with those mushroom cap beers, the good folks over in Evanston.
But yeah, I think that's a good, their closest sketchbook. They're not maybe as interesting as Cruz Blanca or Rev or Goose, but they're, and they're not as sweet and don't make you sick like the more stuff.
Or the Maplewood stuff. And people like Maplewood. And the Maplewoods are good.
Yeah.
It's too fucking sweet.
Yeah. Or even that fun size series gets kind of sweet.
Pollyanna, yeah.
Man, see, there's so many like.
Or we didn't really talk about. When's the last time we had Might Meets Right from Temperance?
Oh yeah,
that's a series.
Yeah, someone commented on our Instagram or it was a YouTube video said when we were talking ESPs because we were talking Midwest Coast.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
Oh, they have an ESP.
Yeah, they got an ESP. It's Smittytown.
Oh. Oh shit!
And
you're
I was
right.
Like, oh, I've gone up to.
I forgot about Smitty
I've gone up to Sketchbook, I think, twice during the last year, and I didn't go to Temperance. Like.
You didn't go to Smiley. That means you didn't go to Smiley Brothers either.
Yeah, well, that's.
What's wrong with you?
I probably not.
Get you some of that purple line, that purple beer.
So I'm kind of I thought about going up there, now that I've realized like oh I've been. Sleeping on them a little bit.
Make a three-way out of it. We were telling one of them to make a three-way out of it. I mean, not a three-way, but just make a Evanston city pack.
Yeah.
So when you come to Evanston.
Here's your beer. Welcome to Evanston.
Welcome to Evanston. Here's your beer. And they're like, nah, we're not. It wouldn't be worth it to just partner with everyone like that.
But I think these are better than the Might Meets Right series.
I'd agree with that.
Like, I don't know. That sounds fun. But yeah, not my favorite.
Yeah. So. Solid offering from the Burn City Boys.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna sip on these and probably come to a different conclusion by the end of it. That one's our favorite. But yeah, I was saying I was gonna go up to Temperance, and I was thinking about doing it last weekend, and then I just decided I didn't want to take that drive up there.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go over to Beguile. I'll go to Dovetail, and I'll hit up Urban Brew Labs.
Oh. You did the Ravenswood. There's a fancy name for those, all those breweries.
The Corridor.
Maybe.
Right? Isn't that the brewing district? No.
That's where Goose and these boys are.
Yeah, the beer corridor or something. I don't know. But I was like looking up beer to order online. Did the Burnt City or did the Beguile thing, and then I'm on the Dovetail site, and it wouldn't let me order this beer. I was like. I was going to get us some Kolsch. I was going to get the glasses. Like, I was all set to go. I, like, checked it, like, three times on the, like, every hour. I was like, what is going on here? I got to, like, go over there and get this beer. Turns out I finally get on their Twitter. Someone tested positive for COVID over there, and they, like, weren't doing sales.
That's it.
Put that on your website. I got to, like, go to the website and then check. Social media. I was like, I was like ready to call them. Be like, I can't order on your site.
Oh, so it happened in real time and the socials got posted first.
Yeah, so there was nothing on the website. They need like some sort of banner or like I could go through the whole checkout thing and it just wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
It was like, nope, not available today. I was like, well, you gotta give me this reason. So that was like super disappointing because I was all set for the glasses.
You got me excited just thinking about it.
I know. I'm gonna have to do it next weekend now. So
man.
But then I went over to Urban Brew Labs, formerly
Renewal. Urban Renewal.
And I picked up their hazy one. I posted a picture of it. It was a nice offering.
Okay.
So yeah, that was tasty.
And yeah.
Then Beguile. They hooked it up with their mixed four pack.
Oh man, cheers to Beguile. Is this Pajamas?
Pajamas, yeah.
Nice. Now was Pajamas always a mixed four? We didn't talk about Pajamas in this mix.
I know.
It's too much to keep up with.
That one, Pajamas. There's so many offerings. Like that one's almost like the amount of offerings they did for their events, like, overshadowed being good or bad. Like, it was just like, oh, I want to try them. And they were all good, but they were just, like, exciting. Like,
and when we went for the barley wine one once, right, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember there being multiple pajamas like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that four pack's nice. We'll probably dive into some of that either on another episode or a video for YouTube or something. But
okay,
they hooked that up. I got some Birds in Paradise. I got this coffee porter from them. I haven't dove into it. It was a four pack of coffee porter and porter. So you basically got two beers, two and two. Excited to try and dive into that.
That pajamas is an oatmeal stout, and it kind of flies under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice one, yeah. That pajamas. And I saw that they're doing their collab again with Dry Hop. Johnny Quest thinks we're sellouts. It's a black IPA.
We're sellouts. Damn. Like, who'd we sell out to? Fuck this guy.
You know, for the right price. You know, we'll slip your ad in here at least three times.
Yeah. And then I picked up a can of their gin beer.
Bagao?
Yeah, is it Juiced Up, Goosed Up? It was like a $10 can.
Spruce, so. Probably Spruce.
I thought it was Goose.
I have no idea.
Huge, Gassed Up, maybe. But we'll save that for something else. So. It was a big gin.
The old Beguile. You know, we went on a tour of the corridor, whatever they're calling it, and they called it. It was run by a PR company, so they were naming all the stops, and they were like, and then after this, we'll go to Beguile. It's home of the Stouty beers, and she said it just like that. And I'm looking around like, who the fuck calls it Beguile? But then Kevin Carey was host of Virtual Fobab. He was one of the hosts.
Yeah.
And he called it Beguile. Oh. So I'm like, man, for like a year, I was making fun of this lady.
Beguile. I say Beguile. Beguile.
I too say Beguile. Apparently it's Beguile.
Yeah.
Home of the Stouty beers, she said.
Home of the Stouty. I think of them as, like, I got Birds of Paradise, which is American Pale Ale.
Yeah.
And I think of them as... They have these stouty beers, but I like, I go after the, like, easy drinking, I don't know, backyard beers.
Same.
That's what I want from them, and that's what I think. Yeah. And that was like my main reason. I was like, I want some pale ales, like hopped up pale ales, and Beguile does them better than anyone else.
That's a fact. They make good beer. Mm-hmm.
So if I go back to Dovetail next weekend to get those damn glasses and some Kolsch, I'll probably get some more Beguile. but that was my stop. Did you pick up anything? You got your hands on the Rev stuff here.
Yeah, so I think, Friday, the last two entries in Rev series, man, the Deepwood series. And, you know, for this season, Brad. Right. You know, and first of all, God bless the Revolution. You know, it's already been a long winter, and they come out with these beers so much that I'm just like, you know, they leave you kind of spinning. Mm-hmm. And every time you look up, there's another drop, and they're always proper quality. So, oh, this is apple brandy, barrel aged rye wine, rye way.
Okay.
And then the other one is something they were keeping under wraps. It's called On and On. So this is On and On Part One. With a collab with Half Acre, and then Part Two is going to be brewed at Half Acre, or released. I'm sure it's already ready to go.
Oh, so you'll have to get it at Half Acre then?
Right.
Mm, okay.
And so.
Well, I feel like we should save it and drink Part One and Two together.
I mean, I'm not against that.
Okay.
Yeah. So this apple brandy variant on Rye Way to Heaven, and then an imperial rye porter. Aged in bourbon barrels, I think, is this On and On.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's a 14%.
Okay. But both of these were limited quantities, and it seemed like this was something that happened with their first release of this year.
I feel like Thundertaker was a collab with Benny's, so they didn't sell a lot of it at the pub and a lot of it or at the tap room. Went to Benny's.
Would they have been screwed in, like, normal times, like showing up with... way less beer, like, to if it was a party, like, Rev was amping up, like, those places were packed every time, if people were to show up, like, I can only get one? What is this?
Yeah, but they would have probably turned up the volume with the release only stuff, with the tap room only stuff.
But if you're just there, if you're not there to party, you're just there to get your stuff and go.
Then yeah, because your partnership with Benny's would have cut into that crowd that shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Like, it's almost like these are super fun releases, and I'm excited to try them. But I just wonder what would happen if people would have showed up, and then that shit sold out real fast.
Yeah, I don't think the yield was high on the Apple Brandy stuff. I feel like Apple Brandy is something they've done before. That's the thing. Rev's the kind of crew you really need a cheat sheet of all the Deep Woods releases. Yeah. It all becomes a blur, especially when you throw in the ones that came out during the parties, like we just said.
Yeah, you need a giant, like, Applebee's style menu.
It gets...
Just keep page flipping.
Yeah. But... Man, it kept us company during most of this pandemic, so I'm sad to see it go. They went out with a bang with these, though, man. These are pretty good.
So then, On and On Part 2 should come out at some point, but then they have these summer releases, so they basically go quiet for a little bit.
Yeah.
They got this Freedom of Speech Freedom series.
Yeah. Which I want to say we tried a bunch of on the taps. We did like a suicide of them, right, when we were there.
Oh, that sounds right.
Yeah.
And then, like, as we roll in the spring, summer, I saw a little Crazy. Got a little can design update. So that's coming out. That's the IPA.
That's their Belgo. Yeah. A Little Crazy. Belgian Pale.
It just said IPA on the can now.
Oh. Because ain't nobody buying Belgian Pale. So it's probably the same recipe. It's just the IPA now.
Right. So it might be. Or they might have tweaked it a little bit.
Or that.
And then, you know, then we go into Rosa season.
Rosa. But yeah, you're right. They do Rosa. They do the speeches, and then they do, it's usually a couple drops, Deepwood summer drops.
Yeah, because we had the mixed berry, we had
the... Strawberry was a summer drop, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, strawberry too.
Honey was a summer drop. Not my favorite summer drop. Right. I was, you know, they did do, there's a bar... Or a store up in Milwaukee, you know, Rock and Ray's Wine and Spirits or whatever. Oh, and Marty and Brewmaster Jim Seaback, they were on there. But I don't. They got in the Rye Way a little bit. It's pretty lengthy talk, so yeah. I didn't really dig in like I like to. Oh, but I wanted them to talk about Honey Jacket.
Oh.
So I missed the Honey Jacket talk, but okay. I need to know, like, why? What's the reason, but what's the precedent? Like, tell me the backdrop. How'd you arrive at Honey for a product? Mm-hmm. I want to know.
All right. We'll have to get all that secrets at some point. I hope they're kind of holding on to maybe like a pack of something. If everything goes well into the summer, who knows what's going to happen? But then they're like, boom, here's, I don't know, what could blow people's socks off? And you show up, and it's on tap, and, like, yeah, something crazy. Like, here's 10 anniversary times 2 or something like that. Like,
yeah, it would be like Goose Island does. They never really ever run out of beer.
Right. Yeah. So they have something hidden away, ready to go if, come June, July, we're kind of in a, like, safe zone kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, what do you call it?
Vaccine?
The vaccine's spreading and everyone's still, you know, everyone's still kicking after they take their vaccine. Something like that. That's the scenario.
Some big drop party. let's go big.
Be nice.
Oh. You hit up anything else?
No, but shout out to the Barley's Angels. They swung by and dropped off Chicago's newest brewery, man. It's Chicago's newest beer release.
They're not a
Chicago brewery. In fact, I think they're based out of, it's brewed in Canada, but they're a UK company.
Okay. Okay.
And then they've their contract brewing.
UK company brewed in Canada. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We're talking about Big Drop Brewing. So it's the it's a non-alcoholic craft brewery.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first release, which is the Paradiso IPA, was a product of Canada, but then Chicago is one of their first markets, so they have a couple of Chicago releases. So, yeah. Okay. One is this Galactic Milk Stout.
Huh.
It didn't say that on the can. The can said something different.
Yeah, I thought it said Galactic IPA.
Extra dark, I think it said.
Yeah, extra dark.
It definitely did not say Milk Stout. So, a Milk Stout, a Pale Ale, and an IPA.
Non-alcoholic.
0.4% alcohol on all of them.
So, like, close to kombucha level.
Is that what's going on?
Kombucha might be lower than that. Where's Kombucha Bob?
Yeah, no, Bobby the Boot. Well, Bobby the Boot is kombucha. It's like fucking 6%, you know? It's like,
oh, yeah, so. His kombucha, but normal kombucha.
Normal kombucha is not?
No, okay. It's pretty low. It's like root beer low. Maybe a little higher than root beer.
Okay. Now, on the can, they reference all these awards they've won at the 2020 World Beer Awards.
What? Like, how many people are doing non-alcoholic beer? That's like entering, here's my non-alcoholic wine. There's what, like five people doing this? Or I don't know, like.
Well, the IPA took a bronze at the World Beer Awards in 2019.
So there are other people doing non-alcoholic beer, and theirs only came in third place? Come on.
Well, there's
out of three.
Well, they got to compete with O'Doul's, which has been around since.
That's not the IPA.
That's not an IPA, yeah. I saw that Brooklyn Brewery has a non-alcoholic IPA now.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a thing going around.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I think it falls in that same lineup as like, hey, we have a cider, we have a kombucha or a seltzer.
Okay.
And then we have some sort of non-alcoholic thing. It could be a root beer. It could be this. Can you give non-alcohol beer to kids?
It's like the first.
Like, what's the?
I mean, you know.
Like, could, like, what's.
This, it's a, it's, yeah, what am I trying to say? What moment in your life calls for non-alcoholic beer?
When you had too many beers and you're like, I'm never drinking again. But when you open your fridge and you're like, you have expired milk.
Or non-alcoholic beer.
But for some reason you bought non-alcoholic beer.
So I did try. I think I tried all three of these. You know, the Galactic Extra Dark, it does not offend.
Okay.
You drink it, and you're like, you know, it's like a Sunday morning. Crack this thing open, split the can. Ah, well, shit, this is, I'm waiting for it to suck. And then, you know, I'm waiting on the aftertaste. I'm still waiting for it to suck. It never sucks.
Yeah. Well, I had those hop teas.
Okay.
They're all right.
Lagunitas has the sparkling hop water. So there is a market for this stuff. Just like you said, just different variations on this band of low alcohol things.
Yeah, people that don't want to drink or feel like they need to have something when everyone else is drinking. I feel like seltzer, even non-alcoholic seltzer, just regular seltzer.
Yeah.
Just kind of replace that. Like, if you see someone with a bubbly or a LaCroix.
Going back for the coffee, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. It could also be the age group I'm in. Like, not. If someone's like, I don't know, just give me a LaCroix. It's like, oh, what? You're not drinking? There's not any, like, I'm not going to pressure anyone to drink if you don't want to. Like, so.
Yeah.
But I would ask more questions if someone's like, can I have that non-alcoholic beer? Like
on their IG feed, the big drop boys, they have these are just the flagships. They got some like limited release stuff that comes in bombers.
That's a fun market.
I like the cans. The cans are cool. There's a gigantic big monochrome colored fucking.
If you're like a drop. If you're like hardcore alcoholic, do you drink these at work? Like in replace?
You could definitely drink these all day.
Do you like
as tuning up for the 4 o'clock?
I'm ready to party, but I'm at my job, And the boss here, he doesn't like it, so I got these non-alcoholic beers. Huh, that person's got a problem then, right?
There's an aw hazelnut. They're like, I don't know about old Richie over here.
Yeah, he's crushing like non-alcoholic IPA. He's over there shotgunning this non-alcoholic IPA. Like, I know you're not getting drunk, but
your slip is showing, Richie. Just pounding out non-alcoholic IPAs at work all day. I don't know. There's a coconut one, elderflower, a pastry sour one, juniper rye. But yeah, I think like what you were saying, you're either an alcoholic trying to, you know, this is your Nicorette patch, or, you know, it's just another variant on the low ABV alcohol train.
Yeah, I guess. But they're not even low calorie, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, this is 78 calories, man. That sounds low.
Yeah, that's pretty low. Okay.
Yeah.
Compared to what, like Solo is it 90?
Solo, I forgot about Solo. Solo's crisp.
Solo's 90 for some reason. Or 100, it's either 100 or 90.
Solo's nice and crisp.
78, that's not bad. But yeah. Celsius zero.
But, you know, Galactic was good. Galactic was good. I drank it, and I'm like, you know what? That was good.
Okay.
I was waiting for the shoe to drop, and I'm like, you know what? I like this beer.
Who do you think in Chicago would be the first crew to rock who's gonna come up with non-alcohol? Is it Mars?
Or Solomon? Whoever dipped their toes in the seltzer water, mm-hmm. Right? Then Bagado a seltzer, or did they do? I want to say they did. Well, we know Mars and Solomon.
Weiner might.
Or Weiner. Yeah.
What if, yeah. Could be Goose. Goose might do it. I don't know. That doesn't seem on brand for them.
Oh, but that's coming out soon. So that was the whole point of the samples, was that two of them are brewed in Chicago at Chicago Brewing District at Grace Central.
Oh, okay. And that's why they're Chicago release.
That's why it's a Chicago release. Yeah. So, the Paradiso is the IPA one. That's the Canadian product. But the Pine Trail and the Galactic are Chicago products.
Cool. So, all right.
So that was cool. So that happened this week.
Nice. Anything else?
No. Little Rev, little NA beer, little, you know. Yeah.
All right. I did see there was an article. I think the Lake Effect Firehouse is happening, right?
It's a go. After years and years of
Clint's Brewery may graduate from an alley.
It does. It's next door to the costume shop.
Okay.
In Rogers Park. Yeah, and they had you walk down the end of this alley, down the train. It's a train. It sits at the train station behind a costume shop. And that's been a spot for like the last 6 years.
All right.
They're going to turn Jefferson Park Firehouse into a brewery and apartments.
Nice.
Brewery and apartments. So it's an old firehouse that they're converting.
Okay.
Yeah. So good for them. A lot of these crews are, you know, kind of bootstrap, kind of, hey, we got our tanks from another brewery, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And Clint was definitely that way. When you walked in there, you could kind of, you got the feeling that this was a guy that was like, you know, it was holding it all together, but barely, right? Yeah.
Don't look behind the curtain.
So that's cool. I like Clint. Clint was on the show.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Nice. Well, that's good for them because I know the neighborhood was like trying to fight him on it or something. So.
Yeah, and then the city was trying to give it away to someone else after these guys already made the proposal, the initial proposal.
Nice.
So... looks like it's going to cost $200,000. And, it's part of a $2 million reconstruction. So they're going to change the zoning and put a brewery there.
Cool.
So good for them.
Nice. Awesome. Any other news or anything else? I think that was the only thing I saw this week. Like popped up. Beer related, at least.
No. Cheers to Foreign Exchange. I had their barley wine this week.
Okay.
That was fine.
Oh. Nice. All right. Cool. All right. Then I think we're going to get out of here. We've been sipping on these black pit of hatred. Did you change your mind on anything? Or I feel like coffee is still my favorite.
I think coffee's head and shoulders ahead of, on top of the rest of the gang here. Yeah.
But I think if you are a fan of Chicago Beer Pass, we often lean into the coffee beers, and Nick likes the coconut beers. So that's usually where we're at.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
So, I don't know. That's nice, yeah. If I had to pick one, if you could only buy one can, go coffee. But pick up the 4-pack. I think it's fun to try them all.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, ChicagoBeerPass.com. Everything gets posted there. We'll be back with another episode soon. Take care.
Cheers.